Can you turn my headphones up a little?
Right.
It's Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
But you can hear someone talking out in the corridor. Open the door, time to shut up. That's so rude.
Shut up!
There's people talking in
the
corridor.
We can hear you.
Yeah, sorry.
It's supposed to be in a soundproof room.
No, it's not your fault. It's not soundproofed enough for some reason.
Amy bloody Garner is just shouting away in the corner.
She's got something important here.
Has she?
And I just yelled shut up in the corridor.
You've just ruined any credibility we had with that guest.
That's the important guy. They're supposed to put some entertainment stuff today.
Oh dear. So Amy's got an important meeting.
She's having more entertainment news now.
Alright, so
it's all our fault.
If next week there's no entertainment news, we now know because you upset the entertainment man. There you go. What are you going to do? It's the Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode 15. This is Matt and Caroline.
Hello.
Caroline's just burned all of her bridges with Amy Garner. You know, last week Amy got pretty annoyed with us because we kept interrupting her while she was in the studio.
Yeah.
And this week Caroline's just pissed off a man she's talking to who's apparently quite important.
Quite important, yes. Important clients come in.
In fairness, she shouldn't have been out there in the studio corridor talking to him so bloody loudly. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? You know, these aren't soundproof, these rooms, quite clearly.
This is quite ironic as well because later on in the podcast we've got there was a bit of a period this week when everyone was coming over a bit grumpy old women. Everyone was a bit tired, a bit emotional, and Amy Garner particularly was one day, and it was quite funny, so I thought I'd include that later on the podcast. So.
That's the wonderful Amy from News, who, as we're recording this, it's Thursday, this morning didn't do our news on our show, and we still believe it's because she was fed up with her.
Because she's sick of us winding her up and generally annoying her in the morning.
Because she's here now, she wasn't taking the day off. She's like literally come in after the show.
We had Steve instead. In fact, Steve is on our podcast this week. So,
Steve.
Yeah.
Is he on our podcast?
He is on our podcast.
Exciting.
Yes.
See, Steve bothered to come in this morning. Admittedly, he was late, but what are you going to do?
But you were happy about it, because despite the fact we found him curled up like some little drunken dormouse today, at least you had someone to talk about Doctor Who with, because I know it disappoints you massively that I'm not into it.
That is true. Well, I'm not one of these raving Doctor Who maniacs who go to conventions and dress up as Daleks and whatever.
That's just tragic.
They get home from work at night, they take off their suit, they put on their cyborg costume, and they just sit there on their own drinking cold whiskey or whatever. Mumbling to themselves,
wondering
about
where their life went. Yeah,
I'm not like that, but I do love the show.
Do the other bit, just about the costume. Yeah.
That's right. Everything else, just no costume.
And vodka, not whiskey.
I remove my suit and I just sit naked.
Dribbling down yourself.
With all of my curtains open, just so the neighbours can enjoy my wonder that is me.
I thought you were the wonder that is my penis.
I could go on and talk about other things. I can't. What's coming up in today's podcast, Caroline Cook?
Well, it's funny that we should get along these lines, because you went a little bit peculiar earlier today, so that I've included a little Alexa of when you just went a bit simple and forgot how to see the alphabet, which tickled me greatly. I don't know why.
In fairness, it was early in the morning.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't remember my own name before 6 o'clock, so, you know, fair enough. We had some really great ideas this week on celebrating anniversary, so we thought we'd share those with you. As I said, everyone got a little bit grumpy, and we talked about things that annoyed us, and we had all the results of the National Television Awards, Doctor Who stuff, and general thoughts on that.
All of this to come in episode 14. Are you ready? 15. What are we on?
We're no good at maths either.
I'm gonna
forget
this. All this to come on this week's edition of the Kiss Breakfast Podcast. Let's do a local radio morning crew. Whoa, whoa, yeah.
I hate my life.
Kiss 101.
MC, then your message, 64100, and have the privilege of being first text today. Should really mention it. Maybe tomorrow I'll try and remember to mention it right at the beginning of the show.
I'll try and remember as
well. Yeah, won't. We won't.
We always just get a little bit lost in A to Z, because obviously it's so fascinating.
Well,
so,
hell yeah. The A to Z is the most fascinating radio feature of all time ever. And sad thing is, it's the last
week.
We're
going to run out soon.
Well, it's the last week. Yeah. I did some research. Yeah. There's enough for five more, but there's only four a week. So next week will be the last week. I'll just have to scrap X probably.
I was going to say, could you find an X?
Well, no, we're beginning with X. I mean, there's plenty of places like Exeter.
Yeah.
Or Utoxeter.
You'd have to cheat, wouldn't you? But, yeah, or the River Axe.
Yeah, but that's not beginning with X. So no. I might scrap X next week, so we'll have... What's after you? HJKLMPQRSTUV.
There you go, yeah.
It'll be V on Monday, V, W, X, Y, V, W, W after the W, V?
Seriously?
LMNPQRSTUV W YZ. So it'll be VWYZ next week, I think.
I can't believe you just asked me about the order of the alphabet.
I'm no good
You're
with the
alphabet.
I'm
me.
No good with the alphabet. It's just the way it is.
All days of the week or months of the year.
V. Anyway,
or maths.
Yeah, no, pretty much nothing. That's why I left school at 8. Worked down the mines. If you want to send us a text, then.
What should you tell a mine? You'd last 5 minutes.
Be first text.
My fingernails are dirty.
Oh,
you
shut
come
up.
Out.
I'd be great down the mines. I just want to do an Indiana Jones and get in one of those
little carts, like a roller coaster.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
Kiss 101.
It's time to talk entertainment. Second Total Kiss update of the morning. Francis from our news department. Stephen Francis is here.
Yes. It's a big one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Come on.
Let's have the big one.
Doctor Who's a very popular show and fans are very upset to hear now that David Tennant is leaving.
Yeah, this was announced.
Look at Caroline's face.
This was announced on the National Television Awards last night.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it.
He got outstanding drama performance. Yeah. He did well. But yeah, he broke the news and he took that, you know, opportunity to break it to everyone.
Right.
When Doctor Who returns in 2010, it won't be with me. No, don't make me cry. It's... The 2009 shows will be my last playing the Doctor.
Now, if you're like me, I was confused because the way he was talking, they had this live hookup because he's performing in Hamlet somewhere at the moment, and they had his live hookup, and he mentioned this 2009 shows, and he said when it's back in 2010, didn't mention this year's Christmas special. And I thought,
yes.
There is one. I've done some research. There is a Christmas special this year. So he's on this year, Christmas, then he's doing four specials next year.
Thank God. And then, thank God.
Are you okay now?
I will sleep better for knowing
it's
that
a
now.
It's a very popular show.
I know it is. I'm only joking. I know lots of people love it.
I love it. The Christmas special, check this, I did some research, was filmed in April this year using fake snow in Gloucester. So if you're in the Gloucester area and you saw a bit of snow in April, that's why.
And they ran out of Cybermen, so they just had to go and recruit local school children. That's a lie.
Some of the other winners, let's see what Caroline thinks of these, because I know she's a big fan. Most popular serial drama, this is Soap. What a surprise, EastEnders won. Hollyoaks should have won that. Most popular drama went. Should have done. It should have done.
Those are the choices. EastEnders or Hollyoaks. Is that all I've got to choose from?
Well, you could have had Corrie or Emmerdale.
Oh, wow. Lucky me.
What are the soaps?
EastEnders is doing well these days.
No, it's not.
Form.
No, it's awful. It's an awful show.
Just calling it a serial drama doesn't change the fact it's a soap opera.
Most popular drama, not serial drama, but just drama, even though you get series of it, so surely it is a serial drama.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who won that. David Tennant got outstanding drama performance as well, so Doctor Who did all right. Most popular comedy. This is one that you're not happy with, isn't it? Benidorm won that.
I'm sure it's good, but God, there's so much good stuff out there. I just find it a very middle of the road list. It's very much, it's like literally they've just polled Daily Mail readers or something. I don't know.
Actually, it was the Mail on Sunday had a voting form.
I told you, in fairness,
they had a voting form in Heat as well. So they kind of got both angles of the spectrum. They got the Daily Mail readers and they got the Heat readers as well. So
I have said this before. I do believe that the kind of people who have the time to fill in polls.
Yeah.
Probably don't really have enough to fulfil their lives.
In all fairness, I've seen a few Benidorms and I actually find it very funny.
I'm sure it is.
It's just,
I'm sure it's good. I just, I don't know, that sounds a little bit, it's very, you know, middle of the road.
I thought Harry Hill should have won that.
I like Harry Hill.
And that's a very mainstream popular show, but at least it's a bit quirky and a bit different. You
fair
know,
play so. To entertainment programme. Paul O'Grady won, about blimmin' time he won that. Yeah. Anton Deck actually didn't win Saturday Night Takeaway or I'm a Celebrity. It went to Paul O'Grady for
good,
a change.
Good.
Which is nice, but they did win most popular entertainment presenter for the, I think, 8th or 9th year running. Anton Deck.
They're okay and everything, but I don't know. Just none of this blows me away. And this is just arse-licky. Special Recognition Award Simon Cowell.
Yeah, it was very arse-licky.
Oh, my goodness. Massive, big, fat pat on the back to the industry.
Funny thing was, he came out and accepted the award, and he was clearly annoyed because the award directly before that was for the best talent show, and that went to Strictly Come Dancing. So he was beaten, and that was a public vote on the phones last night, and it was against The X Factor and Britain's Got Talent and Strictly Come Dancing.
I believe Strictly won, to be honest.
Fair play to Strictly for winning.
Yeah.
I was actually quite pleased about that. And also, Matt Littler from Hollyoaks won Outstanding Serial Drama Performance. Max, Max from Hollyoaks. No, I like that. He deserves. Hollyoaks deserves
it now.
He can now.
To be fair, I don't watch any of them, so I wouldn't know how to compare the best serial drama performance anyway. So, soap opera, as most people call it.
But weren't you happy with Rita Simons winning Best Newcomer for EastEnders?
Oh, delighted.
Good old Rita Simons. I have absolutely no idea.
Kiss 101.
This is the Kiss Breakfast Podcast. It's episode number 15, and it's Matt and Caroline. Yo, word to your mother.
And your dad. And your granny. And your cousins.
Word to your granny doesn't quite sound as good. Can't imagine.
Would you have to say word to your nan? Is that more street?
No, nan's not more street than granny. Oh, no, I don't know.
See, I say grandma, so.
Grandma was me
as
well.
I don't have a grandma anymore, so.
No, neither do I.
No.
Oh, this is going to get all depressing.
Well, my mum's a grandma, so.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, well I didn't have a baby without telling you I have a nephew.
Word to your... Oh, I was going to say.
Is it mine? Yeah.
You did that drunken night after the staff party.
Shut up!
I know it's the podcast, but seriously, woman. This is the Kiss Breakfast podcast. Matt and Caroline.
Hello.
We're recording this quite late in the day.
I've got a bit peculiar now.
And after midday, we go a little bit... Woo.
Yeah, tiredness addles my brain and it sort of rots it from within.
Does so, it? It's your brain is rotting.
It's rotting.
Nice confession on the Kiss Breakfast podcast.
I've gone all dead set.
Okay, let's crack on with some more what we like to call highlight clips from the last 7 days of Kiss Breakfast. Whether they're highlights or not is debatable. Most people would say probably not.
It's a light, but anyway.
They're better than most of the low lights from the show, so it's like the better of the low bits.
Yeah, it's the sort of the skull cap dragged through slowly highlight, if you will, the painful version.
It's a good way of...
If you're a woman, you'll understand that.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about now, but then again, like I said, it's gone midday and we're recording this, so...
You see, when you have your hair highlighted, you can either have foils, which are just like this age, foils, and they have this little funny comb-y thing and they pull your hair out and they highlight the end and they wrap it in some foil. But there's another version that is close to your head, but it's very painful. They stick it like a swimming cap with tiny pinpricks in it on your head.
Yeah.
And they gradually, this is really torturous, they pull hair through each teeny-weeny hole and it kills. It's really painful.
So you're comparing that to our show?
Kinda.
Brilliant. I dyed my hair once.
What colour?
I wanted to do it a kind of a dark auburn colour.
Uh-oh.
And it came out purple.
A purple?
Yeah, it came out actually purple. And unfortunately, it was permanent. So I had to live with it for about 7 or 8 weeks.
That is impressive.
Yeah, I looked like a dick.
I've managed orange and yellow simultaneously and sludge green when I tried to dye it brown. I look like some demented mermaid. That's the worst I've done. But
We're cool, aren't we?
We really are. We always look amazing.
We're the cool... Forget all the other radio stations. Mm. This is the coolest place to be. We're the cool kids on the block. We know what we're talking about. That's why it's word to your nan? Granny? Grandma?
I don't know.
Word to your family?
Just word.
Nice. Here's some more stuff from the week.
Kiss 101.
This is Matt and Caroline, 6:38. It's October the 21st today. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's early as well. And it's dark. And it's been a wet night. And it's just... Phew. You know what yesterday was?
What?
It was my anniversary.
Oh! How many years is that now?
13.
Flipping it, really?
Not. I just want to point out, I'm not married. People keep telling me I should be now after 13 years.
Yeah, kind of what you're waiting for now, yeah.
You know, both of us completely forgot until the evening. Completely forgot until it was actually, almost time for bed.
We easy with anniversaries. We're terrible, actually.
Yeah. I'm like this every year, right? When it comes to anniversaries, in the run up to it, I always know. Oh, it's October the 20th. I know. Yeah. That's my anniversary. I must do something. Always forget on the day. Yesterday we celebrated by. In theory, neither of us remembered what it was, so we actually just celebrated by going to Morrison's to do a shop.
Yeah,
that was what we did. Yes, that actually what we did for our anniversary.
A meal. I don't think it's that important, because you should just be nice to each other all the time, not just kind of go, oh no, it's that time of year, I should do something good now. You know,
that is true, but it's nice if you actually remember.
Yeah, I just don't think you have to spend a lot.
No, I don't. I wouldn't buy presents or cards or anything for anniversary. I mean, even if I was married and it was a marriage, you know, anniversary, I wouldn't buy presents.
Nice because to do something lovely for the other, maybe, you know, like, you know, offer them a massage or run them a bath or something. That's nice.
At the very least, don't forget.
Yeah.
But on the plus side, I forgot, she forgot, we both forgot, so it's not so bad if one of you forget.
To be honest, if I got married, I'd scrap the other one. It'd be far too difficult for me to remember both. I just can't do it.
So did you say you'd scrap the other one? You'd divorce him?
No,
married, then divorce. Confused.
I'd just scrap the relationship anniversary and just worry about the wedding one, I think.
Oh, would you?
Because it just, I'm so forgetful.
I've often wondered, actually, when people get married, obviously you celebrate your wedding anniversary, but surely the anniversary you first got together as a couple, isn't that more important?
Well, my parents do both. They do their wedding anniversary and their first day they met, not even like their relationship one. My dad sends flowers without fail. He's very good, actually.
Really?
Yeah, but I couldn't rely on my other half to do that. So
I just think that, I mean, it would be nice to get married on the same date, simply because it's an important date. But if you don't...
It's quite tricky though, isn't it, to get exactly the same date.
It is. But I don't know, if you're a married couple, what's more important? Is it your wedding anniversary, which is obviously a very big day, but is it the date you first...
That's a good point, because you could argue for me, I've been mine like 9 years, so, you know, maybe the first one's more important.
Yeah. And that's another reason. The other thing that puts me off marriage is the fact that I'd have to start from scratch. How long have you been together? 1 year. Ooh.
I think you go, we've been together, I don't know, say in the future, we've been together 15 15 years but married for two. That's what you probably say.
Oh, it's just complicated.
Yeah, I know, it is, isn't it?
Don't get married. Just don't get married. That's the way to do it. And let me recommend to you, if you've got an anniversary coming up, marriage, whatever, a trip to Morrison's to do a shop.
It's very romantic.
It was romantic. She did buy me a pack of Starburst, so all is good in the world.
You can even hang around the pie section for a bit if you're feeling really frisky.
Hell, we were there for quite some time, let me tell you.
Kiss 101.
About a million people have sent the same joke through because it's topical, if you will. You want to hear it?
Go on then.
Okay, here's the topical joke. Would you mind doing me a big favour? I'm sure everyone's asking you, but I was wondering, can I borrow your face for Halloween?
Not the wittiest joke I've ever heard, really.
Loads of people sending it through, though. Ooh. It's because it's topical. Someone else here getting all slushy as well. Wouldn't say I'm doing something scary on Halloween, but I am getting married to my best friend. Friends since young, and I can't wait to have Juliet as my wife. I don't know who it's from.
That's so sweet. That's kind of cool, getting married on Halloween. It's quite different, isn't it?
It is, because your anniversary every year, you could have like a Halloween-themed anniversary party.
Yeah, although, on the downside, if you decide to have a lovely romantic meal in, it might be ruined by trick-or-treaters every year.
Also true. It's always the problem, isn't it? It's like people who get married on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that'd be the worst. Yeah. I hate that.
Because they think at the time, you think, oh, let's get married.
Romantic.
Yeah, Valentine's Day, romantic. But then every year, and I knew someone who got married on Valentine's Day, and every year, when it comes to anniversary time, it's really expensive to get a table.
Yeah,
you get a table in a restaurant, you have to book
also,
it way in advance.
It's so crowded, it's like battery couples. Mm. Did it once, never again.
So, little tip for you. If you want to get married, you know, you want to do it on Valentine's Day, it is romantic, but think ahead. Think of the future. Just think of what might happen in years to come. You might be broke. Here's an idea. Get married. What's like a really quiet time of the year? Good time to get married.
January?
The day after New Year's Day. It's like the 2nd of January.
Yeah, I guess so.
Get married on the 2nd of January, right? And then every year, it'd be dead easy to get a table. You'd probably get really cheap table in restaurants because everywhere you go, no one's going out. No. See? Little plan for you there. Might not be the most romantic time of the year. But it is good because it'll get rid of those January blues.
Actually, it will. All your guests will love you for it because there'll be another party after Christmas.
Exactly, because once you've done the New Year's Eve thing, it's always just, there's nothing now until God knows
you
when.
You decorate it cheaply because all the decorations will be all cut price in the shops.
And because Christmas decorations are still up, you can just leave up what you've already got up anyway.
Credit crunch wedding, baby.
Hell, there you go. 2nd of Jan, do it. Caroline, I'm tempted to just ask you to marry me on the 2nd of January.
Shall we?
Let's just do it.
Well, we're virtually like on a husband and wife anyway, so
let's
why
do it.
Not?
2nd of
just
January.
Just without the sex, but, you know, but that's like, isn't that like a normal marriage?
Normal marriage, yeah.
sorry, just kidding.
That's funnier than the Halloween joke with us. Caroline.
I want to do a husband.
Shut your mouth!
You don't love me.
Time for the hus. We're going to get the hus on.
The
are you ready to get the hus?
Yes.
All right. On the podcast that we do some of hers now.
The pid.
Count me in.
1, 2, 4, 8, 12.
We're not really like that. We're actually quite...
We're being Steve this morning.
Yeah.
Because we found him all drunk and sleepy in a corner of the office and he slept here.
Steve did news on our show this morning and he slept at the office and had quite a heavy night and slept in as well. And we didn't know where he was and turns out he was hiding in an office all the time.
And I think he was still a bit drunk because he was blatantly sweating vodka for a start. And you know someone's drunk when you kind of ask them a question of like, were you quite late? Then they go, how dare you, I wasn't drinking. And it's like, oh, you probably still have a bit of it floating around, I think.
Then he went over to his desk and there were 4 Cadbury's 12s there and he was like, I don't know how I got these. That's a sign.
But then he shared them with me and I forgave him then. Anyone who gives me chocolate I like. So.
It's episode 15 of the Kiss Breakfast podcast with Matt and Caroline. You've missed out on a part of the podcast because we just did a whole big thing and it was really good and really funny and
we didn't record it. We forgot
to press record, so we were literally sat here in the studio larking around.
Involved McFly and Kerry Katona.
McFly, Kerry Katona were involved
and our boss
was involved. The losing of our contracts was involved. But now none of it was recorded. We were literally doing it to ourselves.
I'm afraid it's gone off into oblivion.
It was like when I was about 10 years old and I used to sit in my bedroom with my best mate and we'd press record on the cassette player and just have a little show for ourselves.
We did that. And my brother and my sister as well.
And that was your audience.
And you had to be American for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Hi there, and my name's Matt, and you're listening to my radio show.
Yeah, we're counting down the charts today. Oh, it was always about the charts, yeah, I don't know why.
Because back in the day, charts mattered, Karen.
Yeah, and did you used to do that thing where you'd sit with the cassette and record the charts as well, and you tried to stop it just before the talking came back in and you couldn't?
Well, let me tell you, my mum and dad had a fancy hi-fi separate stereo thing.
Ooh.
And on it, the tape deck, it had an input level thing, like a volume knob,
yes.
But it basically changed the level of what you were recording. So what you did is you'd sit there and you'd press record and you'd turn it up, and then when you thought it was near the end of the song, you'd start turning
just
it down gradually.
It down.
To make it sound like it just faded off naturally.
I like it.
But then every so often, bloody Bruno Brooks would come in and you'd hear his voice and be like, oh no.
Mark Goodyear.
Good times. Anyway, you can't record from the radio. You're not allowed. It's illegal.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Very naughty.
Although, if you buy modern DAB sets, right, some of them now come, they're like Sky Plus boxes and you can record.
Yeah, they've got built in, you can fast forward and rewind and pause.
Presumably,
and
are allowed to record. Oh, no, because it's for you, because you can't then take it off.
No.
You have to listen on your radio, so you're only recording for your own benefit, like a Skybox, so it's not like...
Yeah.
Okay. Right, let's get on with the Kiss Breakfast podcast. Here comes your final instalment of weekly treats from things this week on the Kiss Breakfast show.
Kiss 101.
6:28, it's Kiss Breakfast Tuesday. A cold start. You might want to be snuggling up in the duvet today.
Oh, yeah.
Just that phrase alone makes me feel a bit warmer.
Just the word snuggle.
Snuggle.
Duvet.
And then put them together.
I have just such love of my bed. I really do.
Bed is the best place in the world.
It really is.
Best place in the world. There's no better than the bed.
I really hate it as well. I don't hate it. It's lovely. But you know when you got to get up, and that's the moment your partner just goes, I want to have a little cuddle with you. And you go, no, I've got to get up. Do not encourage me to stay in the bed.
That is the problem with early morning working is the fact that generally if you're with someone else, you know, they will be staying in bed while you get up. And it's always like, oh, that's so unfair.
My boyfriend has arms like giant hams, so it's like quite a vice-like grip as well. And you're just like, no, please, I'm just going to go to sleep and I'll sleep for my alarm again. Don't.
Giant hams. Are you ever tempted just to take a bite?
Yeah, kind of. Once I did, apparently. I was dreaming about vampires and about 4:30 in the morning I bit him by accident. That's another story.
Quite surreal. So hello to you if you're still tucked up. Oh, there's another one. Tucked up.
Oh, it's just like being a kid again, being all snuggled in by your mum.
Coziness personified. Hello to you if you are still in bed right now.
We should just bring duvets to the studio.
Oh, we should bring whole beds in.
In fact, I don't really know why I get dressed. I should just come in my pyjamas.
Well, you have to make some sort of effort. I know it's only me, but I do appreciate a little tiny bit of effort.
I wouldn't mind if I came around PJs.
Yeah, but
my teddy bear.
As it is, you never put any makeup on. Your hair's always all over the place.
True.
You know, what am I supposed to do?
Fair enough.
Someone who's always glamorous is Amy on News.
Oh, thanks.
I'm trying to be nice. There you go. There's me ripping into Caroline. She doesn't mind. And then I say something nice to Amy.
It was actually being nice for once.
I was actually saying thanks.
Oh, you sounded really sarcastic at me there.
Sorry, I was a bit busy.
Doing what?
I'm looking over my bulletin.
Oh, carry on.
Amy's a serious journalist.
I'm sorry. I seem to have upset her by paying her a compliment.
Why did you laugh when you said I'm a serious journalist then, Caroline?
I'm not! Oh, God.
Right. Okay, you know we're talking about being snuggled up and stuff. Amy was, then she got out the wrong side, and the wrong side ends up by a wall, no doubt, and she hit her face, and now she's all angry.
Right.
Yeah, I thought so. Oh, you made some tea.
I have.
I've been
to get milk.
There was no milk this morning when we come in.
Oh, I'll tell you what, when you do an early shift, and it's the worst thing in the world if you come in if there's no milk. Like, just that caffeine is what spurs you on and thinks, all right, I can do this as long as I have a nice coffee or a tea when I get in. And Matt always has my tea waiting for me when I get in, and it's lovely. And this morning we had no milk. We wanted to cry just a little bit.
I know. The problem is, the weekend staff here at Kiss are just useless, right? They don't ever replace milk. They don't wash any dishes.
Nope.
So I come in this
They're
morning.
They're like students.
Yeah, they are literally. I come in this morning, there's pot noodles everywhere.
Yeah.
I come in this morning and there was... It was no milk and there was no clean dishes. Literally, all of the mugs and the plates.
They make kebabs in the studio sometimes as well, don't they?
You come in and quite often it's like, you weekend losers. You need to sort things out. Unbelievable. But we've now got some milk so we can enjoy some...
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Lovely.
We're going to do it on air. We don't care. We won't wait until we stop talking. It's got to be done on air.
Oh, nice cup of tea.
I hate that noise when people go...
Yeah. I know, it's minging, isn't it?
I also hate...
You know when people eat yoghurts... And that if they accidentally click the spoon on their teeth, like quite loudly, that's quite unpleasant as well.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily a deliberate thing.
No, it's not deliberate at all.
It's like the chalkboard, blackboard thing. Yeah, I don't like that. But the whole, when people have a drink, there's no need for it at all.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a commercial for whatever that drink is where they just go... And keep doing it.
Oh, yeah. That's a beer advert, I think. Yeah.
Strombo. I think it's cider.
The other thing, have you noticed, sometimes when people laugh, they can't just laugh and stop. They go, oh dear, like that.
Oh, I hate the old dear. The old dear is awful. It's an old person thing, isn't it?
It is.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Or when people laugh for no reason because they can't think of anything to say. They're just like, there's some tea vendor. Oh, this stuff, nice flask I've got down here.
Fake laugh. Awful. Yeah. I don't like when Graham Norton tells a joke, and this is a real Graham Norton thing, but a lot of comedians do it, where they tell a joke, they'll say something funny, and then they'll go, but at the end.
Yeah, so there's no gaps. Yeah,
but they're not changing the subject. They're just doing it because they want a bloody laugh.
Oh, dear.
And. You can tell we need our caffeine this morning, can't you?
Yeah. That's it.
Take another sip.
Sorry.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
You have to stop saying those things now, because I've got to
record. I know.
Some of the libelous shit that just came out of Caroline's mouth. Wowza.
I feel better, though. I had to get it out of my system before we started, so.
See, had that been on the podcast, I tell you what, we'd have been the most talked about radio show of the week, wouldn't we?
We would.
Not the other one, it'd be this one.
We'd also be the most short-lived one, I think, as well. Yeah.
It's the Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode 15. We're almost at the end. Although, before we get to the end, Caro.
Yes.
Time for a little feature.
Oh, okay.
That I'm going to introduce for this week. You know, you get in the papers what's on, and you can see what's going on across your region for that night.
Yes.
Well, here's what was on, because obviously we don't know when you're downloading the podcast, so.
Ah.
Here's some what was
on. On this day in televisual history.
Well, this isn't television, Caro. No, I'm going highbrow here.
Oh, are you?
I'm not going to talk about television.
What, you're doing theatre, darling.
Yeah, well, if you like, let's have a look here.
Well, Doctor Who is in Hamlet, so. Yes,
Doctor Who is in Hamlet. So there's a link from television, but I'm much more highbrow, Caroline Cook.
Oh, wow.
This was on what's the day today? Thursday.
Thursday, the 30th of October.
This was on at the Coliseum Theatre in Aberdeen. The European Ballet Company presented Sleeping Beauty at 7:30.
Actually, that sounds quite nice. I saw a ballet last week. So I don't know what I'm like joking about. I did go with my mum though. My mum likes ballet, so it was, you know, doing my good mummy daughter thing.
Well, let me tell you. Also happening on Thursday in the past is a pub quiz.
I love pub quizzes.
Well, let me tell you. It's at the Monkstone Inn on Newport Road in Rumney in Cardiff, and it's a quiet quiz at 8:30.
A quiet quiz?
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
How does that work? You have to whisper the answers?
I presume. It's just all very quiet.
And if someone gets a bit overexcited, you have to gag them?
I guess.
So yeah, you can only like shout your answer through a cushion.
Well, but I suppose that's...
How weird.
What a rubbish quiz.
Yeah.
If you want just a normal one...
I want noise in my pub quiz. I want excitement.
You want to get to the Robin Hood in Canton in Cardiff, because it's Madge's Brainbuster quiz tonight at 9 o'clock, or in the past at 9 o'clock.
Brilliant.
Some exciting stuff.
Sounds splendid.
Hang on a minute. What else have we got going on? Oh, Jeff Green is performing. Do you know Jeff Green?
He's a comedian, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he was at the...
He's not very good, but he's a comedian.
He was at the Glee Club in Mermaid Quay in Cardiff.
Oh, yeah.
That was at 8 o'clock.
Well, actually, one of your favourites, Rufus Hound, is going to be playing Jesters on November the 13th, 14th and 15th.
Oh, Caroline! Well, that's now in the future.
Sorry.
Oh, so that's...
I didn't have anything in the past.
What was on? It's the what was on guide.
So you've got the South Wales paper and I've got the West in front of me, so... And it's all in the future. You see, the West is all ahead of the game, I'm afraid.
Well, I can tell you that the night before last in the past at the Bute Arms in Victoria Square in Aberdare, it was Aberdare Music Club open mic night. If you like folk and country music, that's the place to go.
Jimmy Carr's playing in December.
No! It's the What Was On guide, Caroline.
I'm sorry, I'm not very helpful with that one.
Oh, I've just realised. I'm not recording again.
Oh, no!
How am I keep doing this?
I don't know.
Why am I not recording? I keep forgetting to record. What a dick. Oh, jeepers creepers. I don't know why I'm not recording. Why do I just keep going into it? I think it's because I play the bed and I just assume it started and that's it. What a n***bend. Hang on a minute. Maybe it is recording. Where is it? Oh, no, it is recording.
It is recording.
Hey! There's a little bit of the podcast. What? All right. So that was the what was on guide. I see now it all sounds really unprofessional. We're normally so professional on this show. Oh, I was really worried then. For a second, I thought for the second time in this podcast, we'd forgot to record something. I'm now concerned that because we keep doing things and forgetting to press record, that maybe I press record at the wrong time and all that libelous stuff you said earlier...
When it's actually gone out.
...is actually going to be on the podcast.
About Kerry Katona's tits and... Oh,
Caroline!
Oh, stop it. I'm doing it again.
Hey, let's just wrap things up, shall we? Let's wrap things up for another kind week on the Kiss Breakfast podcast. Slightly odd this week because we don't...
This is so normal most weeks, obviously.
No, other weeks are normal, Caroline. Like, you know, getting into the suitcase and all
I
that.
I think
that's
I need an Alka-Seltzer and a lie down.
I was going to say, mine's sentence would be similar, but the Alka would be replaced by something else at the end.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.